818-790-9543. All right, returning to tonight's topics. In the first hour, we talked a good deal about breakups and get-backs and relationships and people making decisions as to whether to take a relationship to the next step or get out of the relationship that they're in. People dealing with commitment issues or affairs, infidelity. This being holiday time, people dealing with issues of depression and some people dealing with issues of addiction, be it alcohol, drugs, food, whatever. The second hour, we're going to keep those and we're going to add some more. There are many people, I think, whose lives are really, really affected by shame, be it something they've done a day ago, a week ago, or maybe 10 or 20 years ago. It's big time shame, and the person has a hard time letting himself go, forgiving himself, letting himself move on. And it dramatically affects the person's self-view, be it man or woman. If you feel ashamed or a deep sense of shame about something that you did in the past, you're not going to allow yourself to have a happy present or a happy future. People tend to have the lives that they think they deserve. And if you don't think you deserve too much, well, that's pretty much how your life's going to go. If you don't think you're much of a catch, well, you're probably not going to find a member of the opposite sex, if that's what you're looking for, who thinks you're a wonderful catch. People attract what they are. And if you have something that's been holding you back, a shame-based issue, I want you to give a call. Also, there's the big issue of jealousy. Boy, what a waste of time that is, being jealous. I mean, it's not productive. It's not useful. There's nothing that jealousy adds to one's life. It only robs you of energy. All right, we're going to head back to the phones. All those topics are up for grabs. Relationships seem to be dominating the night. Should I stay or should I go? If you want to reach me here, 520-9710. That's L.A. and Orange County, 520-9710. Toll-free, 888-520-9710. That's, again, 888-520-9710. All right, we're going to go to Mary in Tahunga. Mary, thank you for waiting so patiently. How are you tonight?
I'm okay.
How can I help you tonight, Mary?
Well, I was calling in because I felt like I needed a little advice from a man.
Well,
someone that really didn't know me, that could be honest with me and tell me the truth.
I think I qualify. I am a man. I'll tell you the truth, and I don't know you.
Okay. Well, basically, this is how it is. I've been with my boyfriend for about 2.5 years. Our relationship has been great. For the last 6 months, he's been very distant. Like, every month, the same time in the month, he does the same thing. He gets distant. He's not affectionate towards me. He doesn't show me any comfort. I've been in and out of a job, looking for a job, going through a lot of things. And he's the one that's here with me, and he doesn't comfort me. He comes home every night at 12 o'clock. He has to go to work at 6. He gets up and leaves. It's like, no, it's nothing anymore. I ask him if he's cheating on me. He says no. I just don't know what to do.
Mary, do you have, you say the same time each month, meaning like for example, the 20th of each month or the 10th, you were talking about the same date?
Yes, around the same time he does the same thing for like a week or 2 weeks. He just goes into this phase where he doesn't want to talk to me. He doesn't show me any attention. And I tell him we can break up. That's fine. I mean, I'm not an ugly person. I can move on. I'm only 25 years old with no kids. I could move on with my life, but he doesn't want to leave. But I don't know what to do. He doesn't want to leave, but yet I know he has to be cheating on me. And like last night, he didn't even come home.
Well, did you ask him where he was?
Yes.
And what did he say?
He said, this is so funny, he said that he was at the mall all night and he was with his dad. And he was with his dad.
Wow.
And he came at like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Mary, why are you still with this guy?
Because I love him and I don't know what to do.
Well, as you mentioned a little while ago, you're 25, you're attractive. There are other guys who'd be interested. I think it's time to give this guy a big wake-up call, a big-time wake-up call, and get his butt out of there.
So
6 o'clock in the morning with his dad at the mall? You got to be kidding me.
Well, he said he left the mall at like 12 when it closed, but he was with his dad for the rest of the night.
And do neither he nor dad between them have use of a telephone in this cell phone age?
Oh, he has a Nextel. He has a phone.
All right, so he's a page away from saying, hey, Mary, I'm with my dad. We're going to hang out from midnight till 6 a.m. And as ridiculous as that may sound, I'm calling. I'll be home around 6. I mean, he could have thrown you one of those, but he didn't. Mary, there's no reason to still be with this guy as far as I can tell.
So it's obvious I should leave him, right?
Well, that's how it sounds to me. Everybody's got to make that decision for themselves. But if I were you and I was 25 and looking good and other guys out there were interested, I'd get the heck out so fast. I'd slam that door on him, Mary. Get him out of your life. It's time for the next Mr. Mary, I think.
I think so, too. I just wanted a little, you know, I just wanted to make sure that it was obvious.
Mary.
When you tell your friends, it's like, you know, they're going to tell you, because they know you, they're going to tell you anyway to leave them. But, you know, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't, you know.
Well, Mary, it's clear that this is not a close case. This is not one of those where I've got to sit here and think about it and maybe go to commercial and come back. Mary, this guy is, for a 2-week-a-month relationship where 2 weeks you get something out of it, the other 2 weeks you don't, and he's very, very possibly cheating. Mary, it's time to say goodbye.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and I do believe that's what I'm going to do.
Good luck to you, Mary.
Well, thank you. Have a happy holiday.
Okay, you too. This is the Dr. Charlie Show, and relationships seem to be the mood tonight, or seem to be what are taking people over. We've got a number of callers, but we have room for you. 818-790-9543. That would be my phone number if you want to talk to me outside of the telephone, if someone wants to come in and talk about an issue, or two or three. My office is 818-790-9543. I'm in La Cañada. Now, returning to tonight's topics, we're talking about relationships. We're talking about breakups and whether to stay together, whether it's time to make a move. This being holiday time, people have got to or often find themselves reevaluating their life situation and trying to decide what they want. 520-9710. If you want to talk here tonight, 520-9710. That's for L.A. and Orange County. 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710 for those of you who want to call toll free. All right, next up, we're going to go to Chris in Los Angeles. Chris, how are you tonight?
I'm fine, thank you.
How can I help you?
I just have a question. How do I get my girlfriend to, you know, do things around the house, you know, and just stuff like that? This is my thing. I'm a driver, so I'm not home very often.
Okay.
I might be home maybe, a couple times during the week, and then primarily on Saturday, on Sunday and Monday also, because those are her days off. But, you know, I get home on those days, and being a driver, I have to come home, you know, and I have to do my laundry and get ready to go, and, you know, for on Tuesday morning. Well, also when I come home, everything is just trashed, but, you know, so I have to, when I get home, I have to clean everything up, you know. I mean, I even have to, like, get into her laundry and help her do that.
We're talking big time slob here, Chris, huh?
Yeah, you know, and like I was saying to your guy earlier, that she's coming up on 30, and she lived with her parents until she was 28. Okay, we've been living together for a year now, okay, and she moved out of her parents' house directly into her own house, but she didn't have any chores that she had to do. She had nothing to do at her house. I mean, her parents didn't even care. She kept her room clean.
Does she work now, Chris?
Yeah, she has a job. She has a really good job. And, you know, but it's just, she works like 3:30 to midnight or whatever, you know, somewhere around there, maybe a little earlier. But I need her help.
Well, Chris, have the two of you discussed basically the delegation of duties, that household chores is supposed to be one of hers? Have you guys talked about that? Okay, sounds like you've talked about it early and often. And what kind of response do you get from her, Chris?
I know that's what I get. You know, it's like, can you help me, like, even just unload the dishwasher so I can load it when I get home? Or, you know, she likes to throw all her clothes in the closet and just start. And she's a normal woman also. I mean, she'll try on 5 different things and pick one and then leave the rest of it all over the place.
Well, Chris, you know, often when people feel like they don't have a great deal of power in a relationship, they try to take advantage of the few areas where maybe they do. And it sounds to me that if you're on the road a lot of the time, you're pretty much holding the cards and dictating the pace of the relationship. And sometimes as a way of either getting back or getting someone's attention, people find a way of acting out in the only way they can. Do you think that that's what might be happening here?
By just plain flat out not doing anything?
Yeah, by flat out not doing anything, because she knows it's going to tick you off. She knows it's going to get your attention, and she doesn't know how else to bring up the other things within the relationship that aren't making her so happy. Does she voice anything else that she's unhappy about to you, Chris?
Oh, yeah, that she doesn't have a ring yet.
Okay, and how long have you been together?
2.5 years.
And what's your view on the ring?
My view on the ring is I have one. I don't have it paid off yet, though. I just put it on layaway, and I figured, you know, I would pay it off, and by the time I got it, you know, it would be time, you know, and I have it. It's just not all paid off yet.
Well, is that what's holding you back from giving it to, or is it this domestic difficulty or the fact that you're not quite sure?
It's, you know, a couple of things like that, you know. I mean, trying to, you know, help her and understand and stuff. It's just, I've been married once already.
Okay.
And that was bad. You know, it was bad the way it ended. And it's kind of sending me through a loop. I mean, but this woman's so, so sweet. I mean, she's the sweetest woman that I've ever met in my life. I mean, she's totally faithful. She doesn't, you know, she's almost childlike.
Yeah, I really get the picture, and it really comes through loud and clear. And I think it's time to have a heart to heart. And if you've had a few, then another heart to heart with her. Let her know how serious you are about her, how much you think of her, how her childlike innocence is so appealing to her, but that there are certain things you'd really like to see happen in order for the two of you to get to the next level.
Yeah, she needs to grow up.
And but you're going to find a nicer way to make that point than that way, right, Chris?
Right. Well, she doesn't like that. You know, when I say, you know, you really need your help, I need you to grow up, you know, for me so we can, you know, proceed and get everything going on. I mean, because, you know, and the other thing is, too, is that's kind of holding me back is she doesn't want to have any kids, and I don't have any yet, and I'm coming up on 32 years old, and that's bothering me.
Chris, the heck with the laundry and the dishwasher, you just, at the five-minute mark here of this phone call, hit on the number one deal breaker. I mean, she can clean up. She can learn how to do it. She can motivate herself to do it. But if you want kids and she doesn't want to have kids, well, that speaks volumes. Why do you want to put a ring on her finger if that's you two have such a difference in that area?
I'm in love with her, and I'd actually be willing to give that up if that's what she, you know, if that's what she wanted. But
well, that's pretty powerful. I hope she's listening tonight.
It does kind of, you know, it tweaks me a little bit. You know, just a little bit, just the thought. I mean, because we do, we love our life. We like our two-seater cars. We like, you know, being able to up and travel whenever we go. And we know that at the drop of, you know, we have a child that won't be able to happen anymore. You know, and I just, it's kind of mixed with me. Yes, I want kids, but yes, I love my life and I love our life together.
Well, Chris, so, in closing, I think if you tell her you need her to grow up, that's not going to be well received. I can't think of anyone who'd really like to hear that. But there are nice ways to make that point. You might consider couples counseling, or you might just consider saying, hey, honey, there are just certain things in this relationship I'd like to see change a little bit. And then invite her to point out to you what she might want to have changed about you. She might find things are less than perfect, and she might be looking for the right way to let you know. It sounds like you two have something really good. It sounds like you can get there. So I would suggest you not give up on this one, that you continue paying for that ring. And it sounds like she's eventually going to be worthy of it in your mind. But I think direct but kind communication is the way to go. Sound good, Chris?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Good luck to you. This is the Dr. Charlie Show, and we seem to have come into a boyfriend-girlfriend ring thing tonight. People with all sorts of interesting issues pertaining to breakups and getting back together, and should I stay or should I go, or is it time to make a commitment, or do I want to stay with who I'm with, or am I going to be disloyal and have an affair? These are all real topics. This is the real world, and this is holiday time when people's issues, problems, challenges tend to get magnified. The telephone number here, we're here till 11 o'clock. We've got a whole 45 minutes. If you want to call, there are several lines open. It's 520-9710. That's L.A. and Orange County, 520-9710. Toll-free, 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Next, we're going to go to Karen in Torrance. Karen, how are you tonight?
Oh, okay.
How can I help you tonight, Karen?
Well, actually, I'm not okay.
Oh, then that's
I'm
why you're...
a little lonely.
All right. Well, tell me about your loneliness, Karen.
Okay. Well, I've been divorced for about 4 years. I have 3 children, which, of course, makes it hard to have a relationship.
Yeah.
Which I did have one, but he turned out to be an alcoholic, and I can't have that around my kids.
So certainly not.
Get rid of him. And now I'm struggling with trying to find somebody. I have somebody that I'm not sure if he's interested or not. And I don't want to push myself on anybody, you know, being that I'm also pretty busy. You know, I work full-time and having three children, you know. So I don't want to go to the bars and meet anybody there because I'll probably just find another alcoholic, right?
Well certainly. So you're looking for a way to meet someone?
Yeah.
Have you tried the computer?
Yeah, I'm a little leery of that. I did kind of meet somebody on the computer recently, and I sent a picture, and he backed out real fast. And I'm not, you know, an ogre. I'm not, you know, I'm not Barbie doll either. But, you know,
Karen, it's nice to find out right away if there's compatibility or not. So if someone wants to back out off a picture, the reality is you have the right to back out off a picture too if you don't like his.
Right.
But I mean, that is a good place to really get to know someone in a slow fashion. You start with the emails, you graduate to the telephone, and then you eventually meet at a nice, safe place.
Right. The thing I'm worried about is you don't know how truthful people are. Like, the picture they send, I'm completely honest. When I send a picture, that's me.
Uh-huh.
That's not anybody else, you know? And everything I say is the truth. I don't know that I'm getting the same thing back. You know,
well,
that's the thing about the internet that you just don't know. It's that unknown.
For sure. But sometimes it's worth a cup of coffee and finding out. And if you've done enough pre-screening, and by that I mean you've read his profile, you've looked at his picture, you've emailed each other for a week or two, and then you've talked to each other on the phone, and then you reach that stage where you're ready to meet just you can make it a short hour cup of coffee. You don't have to commit to a dinner. By that time, I'm hoping that you'll be making good decisions as far as who you're going to meet. And
right.
Even if there's no tremendous attraction, at least you won't have regretted spending an hour out for the evening.
Right. I think I have pretty good instincts.
Okay.
I'm wondering, though, are you talking about like the dating kind of website?
I sure am. Like Matt, exactly. Match.com and there's another one I'm blanking on. We're one party answers 10 questions, then the other party answers 10 questions.
Bob Life or something like that?
Whatever. There are many of them, and I've heard some really good success stories from them. So
I've actually tried a couple of those, but I find that you have to, like, join and become a member to really be able to get an email answered or any kind, you know.
Well,
it's like it's all going to cost something.
Well, most of them are about 10 or 20 bucks a month is my understanding, so you can try it for a couple of months and if you don't find anything you like, then you can move on. But, Karen, that's a much better answer for you than the bar scene. You don't want to be...
Oh, yeah, no, I don't want to go there. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to do that.
And at the beginning of this call, you mentioned there was a guy you don't know if he's interested in you or not. Well, guys tend to make it known. The girl or woman generally doesn't have to be too aggressive. So I would continue to kind of give that guy some space and wait and see if he's going to do something, although guys do like it when the woman makes the move. In my experience, it tends not
to. They do or they don't?
Well, you know, they say they do, but in reality, in my experience, it tends not to work out so wonderfully well unless you're dealing with an incredibly shy guy. Is that the case here?
I think he's kind of shy, and I think he's kind of careful because he does have two children. His wife died a few years ago, so I think he's kind of careful. I know, you know, we've talked a little bit, and it's funny because we had a really nice conversation one night. Our kids were playing soccer together, and we had a really nice conversation, and he was saying things like, you know, it doesn't matter what the person looks like, and grab the opportunity and things like that. And I'm thinking,
well,
okay.
Grab it, fella. I'm standing right next to you.
What are you waiting for? Yeah.
All right, Karen, two things in closing as we're about to head to break. Number one, invite this guy for the cup of coffee. I guess I'm in a coffee mood tonight, especially with the former alcohol issue guy you had. I think a cup of coffee is the way to go.
Right.
He says yes, great. If he says no, you're back to where you were. And I would give the computer a try and stay with it and do some good computer screening. And Karen, good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Have a good night and happy holidays.
Thank you. You too. Telephone number here, 520-9710. We're going to head to break. 520-9710. I am Dr. Charlie. 888-520-9710. For those of you who want to call toll free, 888-520-9710. You got a relationship issue or question? Give a call. Around the commercial, we're going to come back and talk to Nora Mee, who's wondering whether she should stay with her guy. We're coming back.
You're listening to the Dr. Charlie Show on 97.1, the FM talk station.
Looking for the perfect gift for the baseball fans on your list? How about wrapping up the Los Angeles Dodgers? Hey, what are you doing?
Man, it's dark in here. This is one heck of a tape job.
That rosin bag is gonna make me sneeze. I hope they don't mind that I'm wearing spikes in their living room.
Actually, there are better ways to give the Dodgers for the holidays. Tickets to a game, for example. 12-game packages start at just $36. Or for those blue-to-the-bone Dodger fans who just can't stay away from the ballpark, season tickets make the perfect gift. And right now, when you make a deposit on 2 season tickets in selected areas, you get 2 more absolutely free, which is perfect for a family of 4. A holiday gift the whole family will enjoy all year long. For more great gift ideas, the Top of the Park store is open through the holidays. For store hours or to order tickets, call 866-DODGERS. Exciting Dodgers baseball games. There's no better way.
How are we going to do the seventh inning stretch in here?
To give the Dodgers.
I'm Gil Stanfield for Power Toyota Irvine. I love a good football game as much as you do. So we're giving away a trip to the biggest college bowl game of the year in Miami. It's Power Toyota Irvine's National Championship Bowl Game Giveaway.
Who are you gonna call? Call Power!
Come to Power Toyota Irvine by December 24th and test drive a new 2005 Toyota. Enter to win a trip for two to the 2005 National Championship Bowl Game in Miami.
One lucky fan will win a $2,000 prize package, including round-trip airfare, hotel accommodations, and 2 tickets to watch the biggest bowl game of the year live in Miami.
Plus, at Power Toyota Irvine, you'll see over 22 acres of new Toyotas and pre-owned vehicles. So, who are you going to call?
Call Power!
Power, Power, Power Toyota of Irvine. Exit Bake Parkway with a 5 and 405 beat.
No purchase necessary. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. Must be legal California resident, 18 and over. See dealer for official rules and entries.
Looking for a new TV? Looking for a new plasma LCD widescreen HD TV? Home theater? We have what you're looking for right here, right now at Ken Crane's Home Entertainment Centers. Southern California's first choice. Wait till you see it. The new shipments are in at our lowest advertised prices ever. Life's good with LG. Even better at Ken Crane's. The exciting new LG Ultra Slim 44-inch HD high definition compatible widescreen for $24.98. It's incredible. It's got the XD engine for an ultra beautiful picture. 48-watt sound system with Surround Plus. This exciting 44-inch HD compatible widescreen. Right now, $24.98. The LG at Ken Crane's. And there's no down, no interest. You pay nothing for 18 months with approved credit. All the details at Ken Crane's. You know, we're opening new Ken Crane stores. We have immediate openings for management trainees and sales counselors right now. Contact the Ken Crane's nearest you. Southern California's first choice for home theater. Ken Crane's Home Entertainment Centers right now.
Great people. They know their stuff. Check it out. Southern California's first choice, Ken Crane's.
And now, back to the Dr. Charlie Show on 97.1, the FM talk station. To talk to Dr. Charlie, call 520-9710.
Good evening. Welcome back. This is Dr. Charlie Unger, licensed psychotherapist, licensed marriage and family therapist. The phone number tonight is 520-9710. That's 520-9710. 888-520-9710. For those of you who want to call toll-free, that's 888-520-9710. We're talking tonight about relationships. People trying to decide whether to be with the person they're with, whether to love the one you're with, like the old Stephen Stills song. Is it time to make the commitment? Is it time to go to the next step? Or is it time to look for someone else? Is it time to pull the plug on a relationship of many years? Is it time for the breakup? Boy, those are tough during the holidays. All right, next we're going to go to Normie in Paramount. Normie, first of all, am I pronouncing your name right?
It's actually Noemi, but it's okay.
All right. Noemi, how are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thank you. How can I help you, Noemi?
Hi, how you doing? Actually, I don't know how to take this kind of like situation. Actually, I just wanted to hear like a second opinion.
Well, I have a second opinion. You just got to tell me what's happening.
Great. Well, right now, currently, I'm going through divorce. My husband wasn't affectionate at all, and that was one of the main reasons why I fell out of love with him.
Okay.
And, well, we've been separated for a little over a year now. And I met about 2.5 months ago this other person, and everything, he's like completely different than what my husband was, and everything went too quick. You know, we both said we fell in love with each other. But now, this past week, I've been noticing him. I was used to him talking like very sweet and being very affectionate to me. And this past week, it's just like he's totally like pulling apart from me and not communicating and not being as, you know, loving or affectionate as he used to be.
And do we know why?
No, and I wish I knew. You know, I've been telling him, you know, for him to be honest with me.
And?
If something has changed. He just doesn't say anything. All he says is everything is okay, everything is okay, everything is okay. So I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
Well, let me see if I have this right, Noemi. You want a guy who is different from the husband that you're divorcing, yet after 2.5 months, this guy is becoming similar to that one, isn't he?
Yes.
Well, you know, the good news here is you're not going to have to spend a long courtship with this guy, go through a marriage, and then split. You're going to get to split after 2.5 months and find someone, who deserves to be with Noemi. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Well, how does that sound?
It's kind of hard. I was actually very afraid into getting in a relationship again. I have 3 kids. So I didn't want to be the type that was going back and forth with somebody, you know, and every day my kids seeing somebody else.
Of course. And Noemi, in this one, you learned a valuable lesson that 2.5 months is probably too short a period of time to really fall in love, that the kids don't get to meet someone until you're with him for 6 months at a minimum, because you don't want your kids seeing different guys coming in and out of your life. And I know you made a decision here and you don't want to have to kind of acknowledge that maybe it wasn't the best decision in the world, but I would rather you acknowledge it sooner rather than later, don't you think?
That's true. That is true.
Hey, after 2.5 months, if he's still not on his best behavior, really, forget about it. Where's the value? Unless he makes a miraculously quick comeback, I think he's through. The guy obviously has communication issues. You know, if there's something going on with him right now that's affecting his ability to be affectionate to you and to be kind to you and treat you the way you want to be treated, then great. But he won't tell you. What good is that?
No, he won't tell me at all. I know he's going through a lot of issues, too. He's been going through divorce for the past 2 years. But I exactly don't know. You know, I don't know exactly what's going on with him.
Well, you're going through issues, too. You're in the middle of a divorce from a husband. You've got 3 kids. You got to put food on the table. So it's not like your life is a 24/7 bowl of cherries. He's got to either treat you. Well, he's always got to treat you right. But at times when he's slumping a little bit, he's got to tell you why. If he won't tell you why, it's time to move on. Now, and you've got to let him know that. It doesn't mean you've got to call him up tonight or tomorrow morning and end it, but you've got to let him know you're at match point, fella. It's time. Either let me know what's happening or I'm just getting out of a marriage. I got 3 kids. I'm not going to put myself through this. You've got to let him know that he's right there. He's right at the cusp of you calling it quits. And I know you're hesitant. I hear it in your voice. You love him. Your kids have met him. You don't want to be going from one guy to another, as you mentioned, but you also don't want to be staying with the wrong guy, do you?
No, not at all.
Then put it to him, Noemi, and good luck to you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Hey, you have a good holiday. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, you too.
Okay. Our topic tonight, relationships. What you going to do about yours? 520-9710. That's 520-9710. 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710 for those of you who want to call toll free. Next, we're going to go to James in Pasadena. James, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good.
How can I help you?
Okay, well, I went through a divorce towards the beginning of the year. My ex-wife and I were separated for maybe 2.5 years before we actually did the divorce.
Okay.
And I recently remarried, maybe 2 months ago. And
congratulations.
Well, thanks. See, the only issue is that one of the big reasons why we separated, I was unfaithful to her, but our relationship was going down anyways, and the person that I was unfaithful to her with, I have fallen in love with deeply, and we have gotten married. And I don't know how to tell my ex-wife that I have remarried, because we had 2 children together, and I'm kind of worried that she's going to fall apart. And I'm kind of struggling on how to break it to her in the best way possible.
James, you know? In case she does fall apart and in case she does become difficult with the children, do you have a good family law attorney?
Yeah, I don't know if he's really good, but...
In case you reach that issue, since I see you're in Pasadena and I'm one town away in La Cañada, feel free to give a call if you ever want a referral to a family law attorney. I know several good ones. But coming back to your issue right now, whether she falls apart sooner or falls apart later, you've got to let her know, because you'd much rather she hear it from you than find it out through the grapevine, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think so.
So then why take that chance?
Right. I don't know if I should give her a letter or if I should just scup and tell her.
I think that people who deliver messages, there's like a hierarchy of ways to deliver messages and still be respected. I mean, face-to-face would be number one.
Right.
A distant second would be the telephone. And then a very, very distant third would be an email. I know of people who've broken up by email, and I have no respect for that. I don't think that's the way to go. This is someone you're married to, and it didn't work out, but you do have kids. Are you strong enough emotionally to handle a face-to-face, knowing she may well fall apart?
I can. She has always told me that, you know, she despises this other woman, and, you know, she calls her a lot of bad names still.
But she doesn't get to decide who you're going to spend the rest of your life with. You do.
Right.
She's not going to be happy. That is the given. When you called tonight, you knew that was the given. Now what comes next is, how are you going to handle it? Knowing she may yell and scream, she may get angry, she may get very, very sad. Either way, it's probably not going to be pretty. You know, having this hanging over your head can't be a lot of fun, James, so I'm going to suggest sooner rather than later.
Just when I maybe... when I pick my kids up or
I mean, then you have the kids possibly watching their mother fall apart. You want to find a time when you can just spend some time with her and when the kids are not around. You don't want the kids anywhere near this thing. They don't need to see their mother in such distress. I imagine throughout this divorce process, they've seen their mother in distress. This would really be a lot to ask of for the kids. They have no, they should not be exposed to that. That's got to be between you and her at a private time.
Right. And so maybe I should, you know, my former sister-in-law takes the kids sometimes, and maybe I could ask her to take the kids and I could go over there and tell her or
beautiful
talk to her about it.
Yeah, that really sounds like the adult thing to do, and that's what you want to do. I mean, you want to kind of keep your good ground here. You want to keep your hands clean. You want to do things the right way. You can't control how she responds, but you can control how, when, and under what circumstances you tell her.
Right. Okay. I wanted to just give you that stuff. I heard you call a lady two callers ago.
Uh-huh.
And she was saying that she had kids and she kind of didn't know what to do about, she was dating some guy.
Well, I got a few seconds, James, so get right to it.
Okay, there's a website called momsmeetdads.com.
Okay, women who are looking for others and who are moms, momsmeetdads.com.
Right.
Sounds good.
People that have kids, you know, they hook them up kind of stuff.
James.
It's a good site.
Thank you for your call. You have a good holiday season.
Thanks, you too.
All right. The phone number here, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 for L.A. and Orange County. For those of you who want to call toll-free, it's 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. We're talking tonight about relationships. Do we want to make up? Do we want to break up? We're talking about depression. We're talking about anger issues. We're talking about addiction. We're talking about shame. We're talking about jealousy. We've got a half hour left, so give a call. We'll put you on, and I'll try to help as best I can. We're coming back with Robert, William, our next two callers. Then we've got time for several more, so give a call. That's 520-9710. We're coming right back.
You're listening to The Dr. Charlie Show on 97.1, the FM talk station. Want to learn how to make money in up, down, and sideways markets? Hi, this is Tom Gentile, host of MarketScoreboard.com. Join me this Saturday at 9 a.m. with full-time trader George Fontenils, only on 97.1, the FM talk station.
Musicians and everyone with a musician on your gift list.
The clock is ticking.
This is the last weekend.
The countdown to Christmas is on.
Starting Friday, Guitar Center is extending store hours to save you more on the widest selection of gear anywhere. You'll save 50, 60, up to 75% off and more. It's Guitar Center's Musicians Wish List Weekend. Once a year, holiday deals in every department. Fender acoustic guitar packs, including gig bag, strap, lesson book, and more.
Just $99.
Complete drum kits with hardware and cymbals.
Now $199.
Get a mic with stand and cable. Only $49. That's 67% off.
And get this. Enter to win a complete home entertainment system courtesy of Zabbix Interactive Technology.
Plus, Guitar Center gift cards make it easy. Casio keyboards,
$79.
Behringer mixers,
$49.
Boss distortion pedals,
$39.
CDR 50 packs, just $5. Guitar Center's Musicians Wish List Weekend. Extended hours, holiday savings. In Sunday, don't miss it. Call 877-MUSICIAN for a store near you.
Mo Ansari is the president of Compaq Asset Management, and he'll be putting his 30 years of trading experience to work for you Saturdays at noon. Money, the markets, and you on the weekend edition of Market Wrap. Saturdays at noon on 97.1 KLSX, the FM talk station.
Oh, come all ye listeners, all ye guys who love us. Oh, come ye to FM talk.
Come.
And now, back to the Dr. Charlie Show on 97.1, the FM talk station. To talk to Dr. Charlie, call 520-9710.
And that is one of the ways to talk to Dr. Charlie. And this is Dr. Charlie, licensed psychotherapist, licensed marriage and family therapist, 520-9710. And 888-520-9710 for those of you who want to call toll-free. We're going to head back to the phones. Our topic tonight, relationships. You want to stay together? You want to break up? You want some help deciding? Next, we're going to go to Robert. Robert, how you doing tonight?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How can I help you this evening?
Well, me and my wife have been married for 10 years, and I've had an anger problem. I'm realizing this for the first time truly in the whole 10 years. And it's been going on throughout the whole 10 years. And I've signed myself up to anger management classes.
Good.
And I want to do some one-on-one with a counselor or a psychotherapist of you know, some kind, or a mental health person in my hometown of Bakersfield.
Okay.
Now, I believe I'm on the right track. I'm a recovering drug addict. Been clean for 11 years. Anyway, my question for you is, how can she has forgiven me, and we've got that together. You know, after I've had one of my explosions, we broke up, or I've moved out, got my stuff and moved out, or we've separated for a little period of time, you know, time after time.
What's the question, Robert?
How can I get her, or how can I convince her to believe me?
Well, that's a really good question, and I'm glad that you asked it. The way to convince her to believe you is not by what you tell her, but by what you do.
Right.
Robert, she is used to an extended period of time where you blow up and you cool off and you blow up and you cool off. And she's been with Hurricane Robert for 10 years, you said. And the only way she's going to know that something's different is by you stacking up one good behavior after another. Every day
right.
that goes by without you blowing up is a day she can put in the bank. You're going to have to put a lot of those out there, Robert, before she's going to believe that that's how you're going to be from here on in.
Okay. And another question, while we're going through this process, is it a good thing for me to be out of the household or in the environment that way she can know that I'm changing?
Well, Robert, if you are confident that you've had your last blow up, then the best way to show her is inside the house. If you're not so sure and you kind of want to be in what might be called a safe place or a safe haven, well, then outside the house would be the place for you. But you're going to make a real impression on her if you are inside the house and you are behaving appropriately.
Right. She's leaning towards me being out of the house.
Well, then maybe that's what she needs for a period of time, and she needs you to kind of insinuate yourself back into her life a little bit more slowly, Robert. She's obviously been through some tough times, and you've got to let her take it at her pace.
Okay.
Robert, good luck to you. Thanks for calling. All right. Bye. Next, we're going to go to Anna in your Belinda. Anna, how are you tonight? I'm sorry. I'm going to put you back on hold. This would be William. And now we're going to go to Anna. Anna, is this Anna?
Yes, it is.
Calling all Annas. How you doing tonight, Anna?
I'm doing okay, thank you.
Well, tell me what's going on.
I'm 45 years old, and I've been married about 14 years and have two kids.
Okay.
And about 2 years ago, my husband filed for divorce against me because he turned 50, and I think he was just, you know,
little midlife crisis thing happening.
Yeah, I bought a Porsche behind my back. Uh-huh. You know, without getting into too much detail, but that happened about 2 years ago. You know, filed for divorce, got a Porsche, but for financial reasons, we've both been still living in the same house, like as if we're still married. So it's been very painful and difficult.
I can only imagine.
Oh yeah, and I was listening to what you were telling this other lady about when, you know, the way her boyfriend, she was 25, and
right.
She said she had no kids. Well, that was what prompted me to call, because I'm 45 and I have two kids with this man, you know. And I believe that divorce isn't, you know, it shouldn't be an easy solution to get out of a marriage, you know. In other words, me and I took my marriage vows very seriously.
Good.
But in the meantime, I'm also watching what we're modeling to our kids.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, and this week, for instance, he's been out five nights this week, and I don't think he's cheating, but I don't want to be stupid either, you know.
Have you had that conversation with him yet, Anna?
Pardon me?
Have you had that conversation with him?
Oh, yeah, but he says no.
All right.
No, he's not, you know. There isn't anybody else. But, you know, he leaves me home alone with my kids quite often. Like tonight, for instance, I'm home, the girls are here, and he is God knows where, you know. So I guess I'm just in a situation where I've been in counseling for the last 2 years, been in a recovery program through my church, in fact, because I've been trying to recognize what my part is in this, you know, and I have learned and I have grown and I think I've come a long way.
Anna, is he willing to get counseling
but
too?
But he's not, exactly. That's the problem. You know, he either doesn't want to look at his issues or he thinks he doesn't have any issues. He even jokingly says he has no shortcomings, okay? So it's very difficult to solve problems with someone
who doesn't want to help solve them, of course.
Yeah, but who doesn't want to face, because, you know, we all, in other words, you know, it takes two people to make a relationship work and to try to work it out. And, you know, and I'm not trying to say that, you know, I'm without fault, because that's not the case at all. It's just that I've been willing to look at and recognize and work on what his complaints and my issues are.
Anna, is he so confident in your view of marriage and the fact that you won't leave him that he feels like he can kind of do what he wants now?
Possibly.
Well, I mean, I'm wondering.
That's a very good question.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm really wondering if he needs a little bit of motivation to change. I really appreciate the fact that you take your marriage seriously. You have children. You don't want to walk away easily. As you said, you took your vows very, very seriously. Well, I think he kind of knows he can kind of do what he wants right now, and you're going to have to let him know that's not the case. Even
I guess I'm having a hard time setting boundaries, you know, with what is okay and what isn't. So that's what I'm looking for help with.
Well, I mean, that's something that is going to have to come out of, if he won't come to therapy, a couple of lengthy discussions or at least a couple hours with your counselor, and then you're going to have to talk to your husband without the therapist there and just let him know what you will accept and what you won't. But Anna, you need to be able to back up what you say to him. And I don't mean you have to throw the word divorce in there on the first conversation, but you do have to let him know that certain things are not okay. For example, if you decide you want him 5 nights a week and he can go out 2, then you let him know it's going to be 5 and 2 or 6 and 1 or whatever the division is. But you got to put some teeth behind it, Anna. You got to have something whereby you can back it up.
Mm-hmm.
Really. I mean, he's not going to take you seriously. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he's got to think that you mean it, and that you're not the Anna he first met, the Anna who will be okay with not being treated the way that you should.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Anna. Well, good luck to you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a happy holiday. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Those are the ways to reach me. I am Dr. Charlie Unger, licensed psychotherapist, licensed marriage and family therapist. We've got time for more calls, and we're going to go to William. William, thanks for holding on.
Hey, thank you. Hey, I'm 39 years old, and I was listening to the caller talk about the sensitivity issue with her boyfriend.
Okay.
You know, I'm having that same problem with my girl, you know, but I work hard, and I come home, and sometimes I don't feel sensitive, you know. She say we're not having sex as much as we used to or whatever. You know, I work longer hours than what I used to and more days. But I just can't, for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, just be lovey-dovey, kiss you all over, be with you, take you by the hand, go everywhere, you know, and stuff like that.
There's nothing wrong with that. Is she giving you a hard time about that?
No, I'm just saying, but that don't mean that I don't love her.
Well, absolutely. And William, during the period of time when you're not lovey-dovey, as long as you're not mean or vicious or abusive in any way, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm not mean or vicious, you know, but if I want to sit down and watch TV or something, and, you know, sometimes she wants to sit next to me and hold hands or whatever, or lay all over me and stuff like that, you know, that's fine. But sometimes I don't feel like that. You know what I mean? That's not mean I'm being insensitive to your needs. It's just that sometimes I just need some me time.
William,
you know what I mean?
I couldn't agree with you more. If you called up expecting disagreement, you're not going to find it from me tonight on this radio station. I think both parties, her as well, she's entitled to her own time. If she wants to spend an hour in her room, or if you want to spend an hour in a room decompressing when you come home, or watching the ball game, or having a beer, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I just sometimes I just like to unwind. You know, and then sometimes I do like to be lovey-dovey. I do want to be all over. You know what I mean? I do want to hold hands or kiss and hug and, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, it's just recently she's just been really perturbed at the fact that I don't want to be that way all the time. And she says, oh, well, you don't care for me like you used to.
Well,
you don't love me like you used to. Right. You know, you're not the same man that I got with when we first got together.
See, those are manipulative type lines, and I don't like that. I mean, that's not addressing the real problem, the real issue. That's just trying to get a reaction out of you, and obviously she's succeeding. William, you've just got to, and don't take the bait. If you take the bait and react by raising the tone of the conversation, you're not going to be helping it any. You just got to let her know you are the same guy, but you're busting your butt out there putting food on the table, and there are times that you're going to be interested in the huggy and the handhold and all that, and there are times that you're not. I mean, the last caller wanted to talk about boundaries, and it's time for you to put a boundary or two in there, William.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I appreciate your call, and good luck to you, William.
Well, I thank you for taking the time with me.
Okay. Have a good holiday. All right, next we're going to go to Tim in Westminster. Tim, how you doing tonight? This is Dr. Charlie.
Fine. Thank you.
How can I help you, Tim?
Yeah, I broke up with my girlfriend a couple months ago. And seems like I couldn't get over it.
Well, why'd you break up with her?
Excuse me?
Why did you break up with her?
She's kind of give me an ultimatum.
Which was?
She want, after we dated for about a year, she wanted me to put joint account with her.
Did you say a joint account with her?
Right.
All right, you said no.
I said no.
And now you can't get over her? You miss her or what?
I miss her, and also I don't know if I love her or it's because I haven't dated anybody since I broke up with her.
Tim, have you been married before?
No.
And how long were you with this particular lady?
About a year.
And are you, I mean, it does sound like you want to take it to the next level. What led you to say no when she brought up the issue of opening up a joint account?
Well, I think it's too soon to do that, don't you think?
Well, I think you can certainly make that argument, but it really depends on the people. I take it the two of you weren't living together then, right?
No.
Has anyone said, I love you, to the other one?
No.
Has anyone thought about saying it? Have you thought about it?
No.
Do you feel, now that you're not with her, that you've been away from her for 2 months and you're having a hard time with it, do you feel like you love her?
Well, that's the question. I don't know if I love her or it's because I haven't dated anybody since I broke up with her.
Okay. Well, Tim, if you're...
I'm kind of confused right now. I'm sorry.
If your life depended on guessing between those two, either A, you love her, or B, you're just lonely, it's holiday time, and you haven't been dating someone else yet, which of those two you think you'd pick if your life depended on you getting it right?
Well, I have no idea. That's why I call.
Okay. Well, then there are a couple of ways to find out. Number one is start to date. You start to date other women, well, you're going to initially find yourself comparing them to her, and it's just kind of a human thing. It happens, and from that you will have the opportunity to figure out really whether she was as wonderful as she thinks she was, if she wanted to open up that account with you, or whether it was just kind of the holiday blues and you're not having someone to be with right now, and not missing her so much as just kind of missing being with someone. But how about getting back in the dating pool? You ready for that, Tim?
Yes.
Okay, well, then I think that's your next move. I mean, the best way to find out whether it is the girl or whether it's just regular old loneliness is to find someone else or several. I mean, go out on a few dates. There's no reason to jump into another relationship with anyone. Go on a few dates, see how you feel. See if you still miss your ex, or see if you're enjoying yourself doing the bachelor thing again.
How does okay. That... So another question is that if I go on another date,
okay,
or a few more dates, and if I don't like it, does that mean I love her?
No. It just means that you've been on a few more dates that you haven't enjoyed, and maybe you haven't found the right woman yet. However, if you go on a few more dates and you find yourself missing the living daylights out of her, thinking of her day and night and thinking, why the heck did I end it with her? Maybe we can get over this opening an account together thing. Well, that might give you some more information that you need.
Sure.
All right, Tim, I appreciate your call.
Well, thank you.
Okay. All right, as we draw to a close, as I've mentioned in the first hour, sometimes people have issues that can't be handled with just a phone call, and if you would like to meet with me outside the confines of the telephone, I do have an office. The phone number there is 818-790-9543. That's 818-790-9543. The office is located in La Cañada, which is in the General Glendale, Pasadena area, and I generally meet with people in the evening. All right, that's about it for tonight. I appreciate all the callers, all the listeners. And you take care. Tony, I see you up on the board right now. If you leave your name with the screener, we'll get to you next week. I'm out.
Here's Hoop Star Luke Walton.
Hi, this is Hoop Star Luke Walton.
Told you.
It's Luke's Life.
Luke's Life. That's where Luke Walton talks about what's going down in his world.
We'll break down the action in basketball.
The hottest music in my CD player.
Where he likes to go, what he likes to do, lots of stuff.
You want to know about me? Walk into Luke's Life.
Every Wednesday and Friday.
Listen for me during Howard and the Likas Show.
All season long.
On 97.1 KLSX, the FM talk station.
Luke, I'm your father.
Oh, whatever, Dad.
Okay, no, I'm not.
Powered by Instant Capital Funding Group. Home loans made easy. Call 888-4-FUND-EASY.
Drive home some holiday magic during the BMW Holiday Sales Drive going on right now at Valencia BMW. Now through December 31st, Valencia BMW is offering a 3-year lease on a brand new 2005 BMW 325i, automatic, moonroof, and more for just $299 a month plus tax. That's right, a brand new 2005 325i BMW sedan with an MSRP of over $34,000 for just $299 a month plus tax. You can't beat that. Valencia BMW is located right in the Valencia Auto Center and is your connection to the largest auto dealer group in Southern California. That means you can enjoy an impressive selection of BMW models, including 7 Series, 5 Series, 3 Series, and of course, X Series SAVs. When others can't, Valencia BMW can. The ultimate driving machine on Creekside Road in the Valencia Auto Center. Call 877-777-1623.
36-month lease with $49.96 total due with inception. No security deposit required. 10,000 miles per year, 27 miles thereafter. An approved credit through BMW Financial Services. 5 in this payment offer expires December 31st, 2004.
Now at Toys R Us, you can get Dora's Talking Dollhouse for only $49.99 and the biggest selection of Stingray Bikes in all styles, colors, and sizes. Plus, Cabbage Patch Kids for only $29.99. So, hurry in or visit ToysRUs.com. Toys R Us, the world's toy store.
Offer valid through 12/18 while supplies last. Continental U.S. only. See stores for details.
I wanna be a Toys R Us kid.
Toys R Us.
The biggest holiday sale of the century is at the number one volume Land Rover dealer in the nation, Land Rover Encino. Their entire inventory of 2004 Discoveries are red tagged at $8,000 off MSRP. That's $8,000. Call 866-GO-ROVER. I can't think of a better way to start the holiday season. Imagine driving off in one of the hottest SUVs on the planet and plenty of cash left over for the holidays. So what are you waiting for? Get to Land Rover Encino today or call 866-GO-ROVER. They're making unbelievable deals on the 2005 Range Rovers and the hottest vehicle of the decade, the all-new 2005 LR3, voted best SUV of 2005 by Motor Trend magazine. Land Rover Encino has remained number one by selling more Range Rovers than any other dealer in the nation, and that means huge savings for you. Why are they the number one volume dealer? Because they absolutely refuse to be undersold. Call 866-GO-ROVER. Find out why everybody is driving to Land Rover Encino. To save more money, you're going to be happy you did. Land Rover Encino, located at 15800 Ventura Boulevard Freeway, close to the 405 and the 101, or call 866-GO-ROVER.
Every year, the kids all go to Walmart and we're all able to buy gifts for each other. That's probably the most special part, shopping together and spending that quality time one-on-one with each other. Without Walmart, we would definitely not be able to do this. Everything is so affordable and they have everything we need in one store. The kids are more excited to watch someone else open a gift than to even open one themselves. I think that's because our mom taught us that it's always better to give than to receive. Our house is a really busy place during the holidays. It's small, but they say love grows best in a small house.
Hi, I'm Julia Robinson Shimizu for Penny Lane Foster Family Agency. We at Penny Lane are seeking volunteers for our at-risk youth in our residential treatment program. Show a teen that someone cares by becoming a volunteer. A few hours a week can make a world of difference to a teen. Please help. Penny Lane is also seeking those who wish to open their home as a foster parent. Let Penny Lane show you how you can get the free training needed to become a foster parent. Give us a call at 818-892-3423. That's 818-892-3423. I'm Julia Robinson Shimizu for Penny Lane, and that's a reminder from 97.1, the FM talk station.
KLSX, Los Angeles.
97.1.
Blasting from the top of the Howard Stern Building. And on FMTalkEye.com.
97.1.
The FM talk station.
Powered by Del Taco. Making it fresh, because fresh tastes better.
Nobody beats the house.
This is it. The final round of the House of Imports 3rd Annual Holiday Sales Challenge. May the best department win.
Is the House of Imports new car department going to sell the most, or will the pre-owned department out C-class them? December is the month for great luxury deals, so here we go. The new car department. Department comes out strong with zero APR limited term financing on all new Mercedes-Benz on above average credit. The used car department slips the offer and answers with no payments for 90 days on over 200 Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned vehicles. It's at